USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report shows drivers in Alabama are feeling the most pain at the pump. According to Finance Buzz, they're spending over 5% of their take-home pay on fuel, the highest percentage in the country. Nationwide, the average driver is shelling out over 2% of their monthly income, with truck and SUV drivers paying more than 3%. President Biden held an event at the White House Monday afternoon to announce a new gun regulation and his nominee for director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The rule requires federal firearms dealers to stamp serial numbers on ghost guns. The president claiming ghost guns are being used more frequently in crimes.
Police across the country are increasingly finding ghost guns at crime scenes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Biden administration is announcing new plans to lessen the burden of medical debt for Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says medical debt is a health issue, not just a financial one.
Studies have found that Americans with medical debt are more likely to avoid seeking additional medical care than those without debt.
She says the Biden administration is going to hold debt collectors and medical providers accountable for harmful practices. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia is bringing more troops back into the eastern part of Ukraine.
The Russians are, in fact, trying to resupply and reinforce their efforts in the Donbass. I think you guys have all seen imagery. I've seen it in some of your outlets of yet another convoy of vehicles that are heading south towards that town of Izium.
Kirby adding the United States is working as hard as it can to continue to assist Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A top restaurant executive in Philadelphia isn't mincing words when describing price increases.
It's not good. It's not good. But we love the demand. We just don't want to chase people away with pricing.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Scott Campanella noting it has forced changes at one seafood restaurant. He said he had to give up king crab legs because the price got up to around $70 a pound. Krispy Kreme is hoping to ease the pain Americans are feeling at the pump by lowering donut prices. The chain announcing in the new deal they'll set a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Every Wednesday from April 13th to May 4th, Krispy Kreme will use Monday's average to set the promotional cost. AAA putting Monday's average at $4.11 a gallon. A dozen of glazed donuts usually goes for around $10. Sony and the Lego family are investing $2 billion in Epic Games. The Fortnite creator saying the deal involves a $1 billion investment from each company. The news follows last week's announcement of a partnership by Epic and Lego to co-develop a family-friendly metaverse for kids. Two families of transgender teens and two doctors are suing Alabama over its new transgender health care law. They're hoping to block the law, which makes it a crime for doctors to treat kids with puberty blockers and hormones. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.